We are learning Mesechtes Horios Daf Chesem Abeis. We're starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Chesem Abeis. Ein Chayavim, it's really a continuation of what we learned, but we're going to add more things. And I'll speak it out outside first. There are three type of Averis that bring a Chatas, but not a regular Chatas. It's not called a Chatas Kavua, it's called a Chatas Oil of Yerid. What are the three Averis? Averin one is Shmias Koil, which is someone who swears he doesn't know Edis. The other one is a bitus v'sayim, a regular shvua, sheker. And the third one is tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, someone who goes to the base mikdash or eats kachim betuma. These three things bring a chatas, but they bring a carbon oil of yared. It's a sliding scale, depends how rich they are. And they bring an oil of yared. It's not a chatas kavua. So we establish already that anything that's chayv chatas, the tzibur is chayv parham dov shal tzibur. What about the chayv oil of yared? What about that? It's not a chatas kavua. Do they have a din of parhelm dov shel tzibur on such a avera? Zok the mishnah. Ein chayav malah say v'aloy seseh shev mikdash. You're not chayiv a carbon oil. You're not chayiv a parhelm dov shel tzibur on the iser asay v'aloy seseh shev mikdash. Every time you go into the mishnah, when you tell me there's asay and aloy seseh, the asay is the shalchum and amachna, and aloy seseh loy tamu is machaneim. So there's no din parhelm dov shel tzibur on these averas. Why? Because they're not a chatas kavua. We know Asham Tali is something that someone's chayv chatas, and if he's not sure about it, he brings an Asham Tali. What about someone's chayv oil of yair? Do you bring Asham Tali on that? No. Also, has to be dafka chatas kavua. But chayovim al asay v'loisa asay shevenida. Yechayv an asay and loisa asay shevenida. Because that is a chatas kavua. And we're picking out, it means who are the other ones, but this is a chatas kavua. Now, here it says a funny lashon, it's really the first time it says I'll say it's all to this. We're saying over here, the yechayv a par helm dov shel tzibur on a say, v'loisa asay shevenida. What does it mean a say? We'll speak it out in a second. So halacha is, but on a nida, which is not a sliding scale, it's a chas kavua. So you bring a parham dov shel tzibur. Mavim asham talu al sevel esas shem nida. Ezu mitzvah sasei shem nida. What's a mitzvah sasei shem nida? Parosh min nida. To separate from nida. Mitzvah lois sasei al tovei al nida. Mitzvah lois sasei al tovei al nida. So we're saying very kishmak chas kavua. Then you have parham dov shel tzibur and you have asham talu. The only thing is that you're not chayv a chas kavua on a sasei of nida. Now Rashi says, what's the asay of praish min anida? Rashi says, Kaloimar besomach levesta, kadesh lo yitayroya v'shas tashmish, t'ksiv v'zartam esmei Yisrael. So Rashi says, the praish min anida means, the iser to mekarev to his wife b'shas vesta. So only shail is, that first of all, the kash is, that's not the rice of pashas, it's only the rabbanon. And number two, it's asay. Since when do you bring a chatas on a asay? So it's Tama Pelo. So they frag the Achrayim, and Taisus and Taisus Rosh have a different pshat. They say a different pshat in this Gemara. If you look at Taisus, second Taisus is on the bottom here. He says the case is like this: Chayv al Seiv al Seiv loisus minida perik idias tuma farish she pirish minanida bekushi she siosay hanoloi ke biosay. If someone finds out b'shas tashvish that she's anida, you're not allowed to just leave because there's anoy. You have to wait until the aver is mates. Al unites upon of the yifresh be'eva meis. You know why? This assay that says do something. What proish be'eva meis? That assay is chayv v'lois assay. That v'lois assay. Shesh lifresh be'eva meis. It's a lois assay, and therefore, really, it's a lois assay. Just it comes through in something, in a commandment that you have to do. But it's a lois assay, and therefore, it's chayv. Learn Torah Rashi like that. Also, Rashi is a pella. If you listen to our shiurim, Mestekel Shuas, you already spoke out that Shvel Rashi. You have to know how to answer Rashi. Our kaponim, that is our mishnah, and the ikar point of our mishnah is like this: that the only time you have a parah minov shel tzibur is on a chatas kavua, not on a chatas oil v'yared. And the same thing goes for asham tali. Zok the Gemara, no animili. How do you know that? How do you know that the kahal only brings, the tzibur only brings a carbon power helm of the tzibur on chaz kvur, maybe even all the yard? Same thing also told you, how do you know? No animili tzibur lemchayev a carbon baal, no animili tzibur lemchayev a carbon baalma doesn't bring a power helm of the tzibur, the yachid osham tali, and a yachid, by the way, it's obvious, but I didn't speak it out. When we say there's no osham tali on a chaz of yared, it means Yachid, not a tzibur, because a tzibur never brings an Asham Tali, like I learned before a few times. And a Kohen Mashiach neither does it. And here, We actually didn't speak about Koyim Mashiach when it comes to this. We'll have to speak about it in the next Mishnah. But in any case, we're saying, how do we know that there's no par helam dovah shel tzibur on a chatas oil of yarin? How do we know there's no yochid, does not bring also tolam on a chatas oil of yarin? How do we know? It says in each post, in each parasha, it says va'oshem. It says in the parasha of chatas yochid, it says va'oshem, and it's never va'oshem v'chatos uva'oshem tali. Va'oshem tali also it says the word va'oshem, and but it's tzibur also parim dovah shel tzibur. It says va'oshemu. V'nema va'oshemu b'tzibur ma va'oshem v'yochid. Is talking about chatas kavua, va'af va'oshemu b'tzibur b'chatas kavua. The same thing by tzibur va'oshemu is also chatas kavua. Uma tzibur b'chatas kavua, af oshem tolu that says va'oshem nami ein bal sofik chatas kavua. So we're saying that says va'oshem by chatas kavua, and we're learning out from there that tzibur va'oshem also chatas kavua, and then from tzibur it says va'oshemu. We learn out to oshem tolu that says it means chatas kavua. Why can't you learn Oshem Tali straight from Yochid? Why do you have to go from Tzibur? That's a very good kasha. So if you the Masha, asks that kasha. Masha asks, Ksas kasha, lomli lemelef Oshem Tali mit Tzibur, ha'ik lemelef mit Yochid Gufa, kiav mit Tzibur. He blives shver with the kasha. But in any case, we have a drasha. And the drasha is, that's only bechatz kavua do you have Param Dov Shal Tzibur and Oshem Tali. Yochid, if you the kasha, delachayram, carbon oil of yarid nami haksiv v'halki yesham la'achas me'ila. His kasha is the way Rashi learns the kasha. It's an oshem tali. He says you should bring an oshem tali even by chatz oil of yarid because it says v'halki yesham la'achas me'ila. It says in the parasha of the three carbon oil of yarid, it says v'halki yesham ma'achas me'ila. You should bring a carbon. It says v'halki yesham me'ila v'svada shachot ala. You misvada shachot ala. So Rashi learns the kasha is on Oshem Tali. And the reason why Rashi says kasha daf on Oshem Tali is because it's not a kasha on the tzibur that it should bring by El V'yared, because the El V'yared, some of them are not negeya by tzibur. Because the three things of El V'yared are Shmias Koil, Bidus Vesayim, and Tuzuk Zoshav. Shmias Koil and Bidus Vesayim are not Chayim B'mezid Karos. So they're out of it anyway. It's only Mikdash Kadosh we have. And here it says, M'achas Me'ela, so it sounds like all three are negeya. But the kasha is, it says Yesham here, so why don't you have Oshem Tali? Learn out from El V'yared, this is Yesham, by Oshem Tali, this is Oshem, learn out one from another. And you should have Oshem Tali also on a Chatas El V'yared. So I don't know. Donim Oshem min Hashemoy, Oshem min Hashemoy, bein Donim Oshem min Yesham. You don't learn Oshem min Yesham. Yesham is a different type of word. Break the word. My nafkamina. But Tony Berevish Baal, Shava Koyin of Baal, Koyin Zuishi Vizuibia. That we know, even if it says the not exact same word, it there both means when the Koyin comes back to the house, I'm the parish of Mitzayra. He doesn't have to be exact. Va'oid, another kasha, there is a word va'ashem, even by Mikdash Kadasha. Because in the parish of Mikdash Vikadasha, it says Klar, va'ashem. It says Klar over there, va'ashem. So what's the problem? Learn out from there. It says, this is the pasuk of Mikdash Kadosh. So learn out from there. So learn out from there that you have it in Oshem Tali, even by Elvi Yard. No, you need more than the word Vashem. Donin Vashem, Mitzvah Hashem, and Oshem Mitzvah Hashem. There are two, those three parashas with Darshan all have two words. They have Mitzvah Hashem and Vashem. It says, Basoysa Achas. This is by Yochid. It says by Chas Kavu Yochid. By Seis Achas Mitzvah Hashem Asheloi Son of Hashem. It says by the parish of, and it says by parish of Oshem Tali. Also, as it says Achas Kol Mitzvah Hashem Asheloi Son of Hashem. And by Kol Dasha also says Achas Kol Mitzvah Hashem Asheloi Son of Hashemu. It says these two words. You need these two words. Like the Tosfos says, the Kabbalah wants for two words to have Gzeir Shava, not one word. Only Rav Shimon by Asherah Papa Venelef. It says there is two words by both the parasha of Oshem Tali. It says there v'nosa avayna v'oshem v'nosa avayna, and it says by the parasha of Mikdash v'kadoshim also Oshem v'nosa avayna. So l'chayra, why don't you learn out those two words there? So to Gemara, no, even more words. Elam Rav Donim, you need three words. Three in Yonim, really. Elam Rav Yitzchak, Donim, v'oshem, u'mitzvah sa'ashem, asheloi sa'asena. The Kabbalah was for three in Yonim. It doesn't say, and therefore we know this fact. What's the fact? The fact is that Parav Nov Shal Tzibur is Dafka Dafka Chaz Kavua, and Oshem Talu is Dafka Chaz Kavua, not on a Chatos of Oila V'yarit. And that, these are the drashas. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, the continuation of this Indian, and we're going to go now to the, we're going to talk about Kohen Mashiach, and now see other things as well. That's something we just learned. That Par Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, no Tzibur. Tzibur is not Chayim on Shmias Koil, on Bitis Vasayim, and Tumas Mikus Gdashov. Why not? Because the reason is, first of all, it's not a Chatas Kavua, it's over here. And second of all, two out of these three things are not Chayim Chorus either. So therefore, Tzibur is definitely not Chayim on those three things. Shmias Kol B'Sosayim is no chorus, and Tumas Yoshev is a chatas over the yard, and they're all chatas over the yard. So it's not a gayah for a tzibah. What about a nasi? What about a melech? The nasi has the same halacha. That's what Rabbi Yisrael wants to tell you, and also, and it's not chayiv on these things. And also, Koyim Mashiach is the same thing according to Rashi over here, according to this man the Omar, that Koyim Mashiach is the same thing as Bezdin, which says the Ashma. So maybe that's the reason, but Koyim Mashiach has the same din. So, and Nasi also, according basically, Bezdin, Mashiach, and Nasi, all not chayiv on a carbon oil of a yerit. They're not chayiv. But Nasi did not bring a carbon oil of a yerit. And that's what basically it says. Rekiva Yerim, no. Hanasi chayiv bekulon. The Melech is chayiv like a regular yachid. He's chayiv in carbon oil of a yerit. But there is an exception. Chutz v'shmiras hakoil. Shmiras hakoil can't be chayiv. You know why? Because shamelach loydom loydono yisun. He can't be a judge, and you can't judge him. Loymeid, he can't say edis. Loymeidon, he can't say edis about him. So therefore, since we learned in Sanhedrin that a melech is disqualified from the whole parasha of Bezdin and edis, therefore there's no parasha of shmiras hakoil. But Rabbi Kiva does not tell us what the halacha is by koyim Mashiach. He doesn't tell us. But in the Braise, he teaches us that Mashiach is potter from carbon oil v'yared like a tzibur. But the Mashiach is part of El like a tzibur, but he is chayiv the par. So it's not mamish like a tzibur. He is chayiv a par. He's not chayiv karmel v'yerid, but he is chayiv a par. That's what we're in the Gemara according to Rabbi Kiva. He's chayiv a par on the kabbonis the El v'yerid, which means he's not really like a tzibur. He's really different than a tzibur. But in our mishnah, what we have very clear is the chalak is by nasi. Rabbi Yosi clearly holds by nasi yipot, and Rabbi Kiva holds by a nasi is chayiv besides shmias koil. Zok to Gemara, Oma Ula, my time verse Aglili. What is Pshat verse Aglili that says that a Nasi is potter from all the Kabbonis oil of Yerid? Why is that? He's like a regular Yachid technically. He just brings a Sa'ir for the regular Chatas, and that's the difference. But it's what's the Miyat? He's not like Ashma Sam. What's the Miyat? Why shouldn't he have the Karmel of Yerid? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. My time verse Aglili, Oma Kra, Potek says, in the parasha of Oil of Yerid, if you do one of the three Averis, Shmias Koil, Bitis Vesayim, or Mikis Gashov, then you bring a kapara. Could a Kohen Gadol, could a Melech have all these three? No. He can't have Shmias Koil. So he can't have all three. And it says, anyone can be chayav one of the three, can be chayav all of them. So he says, the drasha is that you have to be chayav in all of them. Who said it? It's not such a great drasha. Veima, mischai ba'achas mehem is enough. Avinu kulam. Forget. Say, v'hoi keshem la'achas ma'il. If you could manage one of them, you bring a karma. What's the problem? It's on here, drasha. But maybe drasha like this. If you shaykh to one of them, you shaykh to bring a karma. So it's not pshan reis gili. El time reis gili mahacha. In time, I'm tenor b'raisa, har b'yir v'yimer, nemar, now on top of top test. What does it say in the parish of oil of the earth? It's a sliding scale. So it says, the first step is, you bring a behema for the carbon. You bring a kisboy zero, izin lachatos, that's the first step. If you can't afford that, you bring loisigia yadu de se, you can't afford a se, you bring a shtei sarim, a shtei beyayna, two birds. And if you can't afford that, you bring a mincha. So we darshin like this. Loisigia yadu, this is a parasha, oil of yarel, skir yadu, vim loisas yadu. Misha bali de anirs va ashiris. Only someone who comes to, he's poor, rich. Yotze Nasi Mashiach, a melech and a Kohen Gadol, She'ein ba'am de'anias. They don't come with the anias. They're disqualified from the parasha of the oil of the earth. Now, how do we know a nasi means a melech? We want to know it's a melech. We know it's no anias. A melech is a melech. But nasi means a melech. How do we know? It says a nasi in the parasha. Maybe it means the nasi of Yisachar. How do you know it means the nasi means a melech? The chsiv, the pasuk says in the parasha of nasi, asher nasi yechto, ba'asa achas mekom mitzvois Hashem alikav shloisa asana. And we darshan misha in agav of ella Hashem alikav. So we're talking about Melech. So about Melech, he can't be part of the parasha or yerd. He doesn't have anias vashiras. Mashiach, heino a kohen gadol, is also disqualified in the parasha because a kohen Mashiach, a kohen gadol also doesn't have a problem with panasa. The chesiv says in the pasuk, fa kohen a gadol me'echav, shuhu gadol me'echav benoi. He has to be benoi bekoyach in strength, bechachma in chachma in knowledge, uva oisher and wealth. He doesn't have enough money. God, the rents of the kingdom have to give him money to pump him up, make him the richest person. He's God me'achav. God, let him become big me'achav. And therefore, since he does not have a problem with Ashiras and Nias, same thing goes for Melech. Therefore, he basically holds that both the Godel and Nasi are disqualified from the parasha of carbon of the earth. It's not Shaykh. Therefore, that's Pshat and Yisraglili. Pshat L'mayis of Pshat and Yisraglili is because they're disqualified because they have no problems on Nias and Ashiras.